In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert. Many Petersburg fishermen had a rough 2023, with about a quarter of the Dungeness crab fleet sitting out the season due to low prices. Then, Trident Seafoods announced in mid-December that it's selling a third of its Alaska plants, including the one in Petersburg. But the year looked far better for outdoor recreation. The community saw two separate ascents of Devil's Thumb. Kyle Knight became the first person born and raised in Petersburg to climb the mountain.
I think that's what makes it so special or significant to me, is that that's a peak that's been dominating the skyline from a very young age.
Weeks later, internationally renowned climbers Tommy Caldwell and Alex Honnold made the ascent as part of a documentary they filmed for National Geographic.
Yeah, you climb up it and you're sitting on the summit and there's like thousands and thousands of feet drop on either side of you. It's one of the more like exposed feeling summits I've ever seen in my life.
Did you both fit on it?
Sort of. Carefully.
Yeah, you have to straddle it like a horse, you know? And Alex managed to get up there and stand on his feet on top of the summit. I wasn't brave enough to do that.
That's because it's important to get to the real summits, you know?
Petersburg lost its Catholic church in July when routine maintenance work sparked a blaze that melted the church's spire and blanketed the harbors in smoke. Petersburg's volunteer fire department had just a skeleton crew when the fire started. Fire Chief Jim Stolpe said a fire is a race against time, and having fewer volunteers hurt his department's ability to respond.
In my mind, there's nothing stronger than the heart of a volunteer. So those are the people we're looking for, that want to drop what they're doing, come help the community.
Stolpe added that those who did come out to help fought their hardest to contain the blaze. But it's not all doom and gloom for the island structures. The year ended not with a bang, but with the rumbling of bulldozers. Petersburg Medical Center began construction on its new hospital facility. Hospital board members were on deck to shovel gravel at the groundbreaking ceremony in December.
Stand back.
Construction on the new facility, which is what assembly members have dubbed the biggest project in the history of Petersburg, will continue into the new year. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.